Time now to check in with Michigan Radio sports commentator, John U. Bacon. It isn't just the weather that's been disappointing so far this month of May. The Tigers have been a really consistent disappointment to their fans, to themselves.
And to their accountants, because they are the fourth highest payroll in Major League Baseball, behind teams like L.A., the New York Yankees, the Boston Red Sox, and most of those teams are doing quite well, of course.
Yeah.
The Tigers have lost 11 of the last 13. These are not good numbers.
Well, now we're hearing this, whether it's true or not, that there's not a mutiny against Brad Ausmus and there isn't war in the clubhouse. But when you look at this, what do you see is behind this collapse so early in the season?
Well, I will say that I'm not in the locker room. I don't know Brad Ausmus himself, of course. But I would agree that the guys are publicly defending Ausmus.
Mm-hmm.
And when they finally won yesterday in a pretty unlikely fashion, they all jumped from the dugout and ran out to celebrate. So it's not a team that wanted to lose, that has given up and wants the coach fired. I have seen that.
Where they just basically lay down their weapons.
Boom.
And
If you're two losses away from getting rid of them, you get rid of them. You know how to do that. This does happen. It'll happen this year to somebody.
Mm.
So they're not doing that. The flip side is they're not playing their best for him or anywhere near it. This gets down to the vague category we're going to talk about, on what does a baseball manager really do. You make a handful of decisions, but most of them are pretty obvious.
Right.
When to pull the pitcher, when to substitute the hitter, this kind of stuff. His decision-making there is not very good, in my opinion, and has often not worked. But there's also the intangible, even in baseball, which is odd because it has to be the most individual of team sports. You're basically on your own. When you're batting, when you're fielding, you're not blocking for somebody. You're not passing the ball.
When
the
I'm
puck,
up there hitting
else.
And you're pitching, it's just the two
it's
of mono, us against.
Mono-mono, as we
yes.
say. Exactly right. And yet, somehow, the intangible qualities of a Jim Leland actually do matter. And I can prove this by pointing out that Leland's players almost always had their best seasons playing for him, going back 25 years to Pittsburgh Pirates, the Florida Marlins, and then, of course, the Detroit Tigers. He was not one of these computer-based decision makers, which is very popular now, thanks to Moneyball and other things
yes,
like that.
Yeah.
But he trusted his instincts, and he trusted his players. And right now, I don't think Brad Ausmus trusts either one.
It's interesting. I think from the fans' perspective, you watch this. You see, one disappointment after another, with the exception of yesterday's win over the Orioles. But you think, wow, you've got to be among the best. You've made it to the top. You're in the big leagues, so you have talent. You're getting paid more than most of us could ever dream of. So one would think there's the motivation. There should be pride. And I think we as the civilian public just don't get it. Why isn't it all clicking?
I think that the margins of performance at that level are so razor thin. I mean, a baseball, as they say, painting the black in baseball is the black rim of the plate. That's where the ball is supposed to go, right on that edge. You got to paint the black. If you're 2 inches inside that, it's a home run. Mm-hmm. The guy at that level is going to crush it. So with margins that thin, confidence, feeling comfortable, feeling relaxed really does go a long way. And the guys in the clubhouse are saying that everyone right now is so tense. They're saying this. We're so tense. We're on edge. We need to relax and just play baseball and enjoy it. Because guess what? The other guys are paid well, too.
Yeah. Well, does it come down to these players aren't as good as we like to think they are?
I don't think that's it. I mean, they're paying good money for good players. There's no question. I think that chemistry does count. And, man, it's also contagious. When a guy's in a batting slump, nobody wants to talk to that guy. And right now, the real slump is the relievers, which has been a problem for years now.
Mm-hmm.
A guy like Justin Verlander will throw a gem of a game, 7 innings, and either get no hitting support, or the reliever comes in and loses a 5-run lead.
Yes.
5-run lead. So,
and this is, we're hearing this season after season.
It is, and it's been like this for a while. And Verlander, to his credit, has said nothing about the lack of hitting support, the lack of relief support. But, man, privately, he's got to be going nuts.
And one have to imagine here, as you pointed out, Mr. Ilitch has opened his wallet and then some over the years. You wonder, have any of these long-term big bucks contracts like Cabrera or Verlander, did they take the edge off?
There's always that suspicion, although Cabrera's been playing great almost every year regardless. Now, you will notice in the major leagues, almost always, a player's contract year, the last year in this contract, somehow the guy bats 20 points higher or pitches, 0.2 better in the ERA. So it does seem to matter to these guys. But most of these guys are real professionals. The problem is it's the chemistry, man.
It's chemistry.
It sounds corny, but it is.
So your view, what does it take to turn things around?
They've got a 9-game homestand coming up against not very good competition, Minnesota and Tampa Bay among them. If they don't turn it around during this stretch, I think Ausmus will be gone by June.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. As always, thanks, John.
Thank you.